Thank you, President Donald J. Trump, for giving us this honor. And on behalf, of course, Malaysia and our colleagues in ASEAN, I must thank you for your concern, for your empathy, and for your commitment to support this peace deal. When I first received your call, and then urging me to do more in supporting our initiative, and you personally did call both prime ministers to urge for a speedy peace settlement, I would say a great thank you. And we, of course, admire your tenacity, your courage, because the world needs leaders who promote peace strongly. And to achieve that, you have to break some rules, as you did today. When President arrived, he asked me to join him in the car. I said, that's against the security and protocol rules. And he was delighted to break the rules, and I...
Nice ride.
It was a nice ride. And we share a lot of things in common. I was in prison, but he almost got there. But we were very good exchanges on a number of issues. Of course, priorities, of course, the peace deal. Thank you, both prime ministers. You did a great job. We are delighted to have you as colleagues, as true friends. And you understand the need to secure peace to save our people. And also the ASEAN position as a region of peace and prosperity. And I must also share with you here that I took the opportunity, full opportunity, without Secretary Rubio knowing this, exploring other issues too, and thank the President for his effort to secure peace in many parts of the world, including Gaza, and urging him to remain focused and ensure that there's a comprehensive peace that the world requires. And I am delighted, truly, President, to hear from you personally how determined you are to ensure that peace is achieved in the most intractable areas, almost impossible. But you did it, and we have shown our support and call on the United States in particular to continue this with the support of many, not only neighbours, but the part of the world. But I must also take this opportunity to thank Secretary Rubio, Jamison, and Ambassador Kagan, because they were very helpful. I mean, you didn't say that, but I must say that, because they were extremely helpful in ensuring that you come here. I mean, I wasn't sure when you said to me, yes, Prime Minister, I know I'm coming. Well, I'm not sure, because, you know, I deal with a lot of politicians. But you are an exception. Thank you, Mr. Donald Trump. Thank you very much again.
Thank you. Thank you.